This is CliffCentral.com.
As much as you love your furry friend, you forget to treat him for ticks and fleas monthly. But now there's Bravecto, a chewable remedy that lasts 12 weeks. There's no residue, so he's ready for hugs right away. And if he loves water, well, that's okay too. With 12 weeks of tick and flea protection in a single tasty chew, you'll say bravo to Bravecto, and so will your pet, in his own way. Visit your vet or vet store or bravecto.co.za to find out more.
Oh, swai, oh, silu sucker, in Sumatra.
Ram, 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 discuss radio.
Oh, they're here.
Oh, my God.
The beautiful ladies from Bravecto.
Hi, guys.
Did
Hi.
You say hello to Kent?
We did.
We did.
Oh.
Yeah, he's looking good.
He's looking good, eh?
Yes.
But he's due.
We brought his Bravecto.
Okay, we're gonna give him his Bravecto live.
It's gonna be super exciting.
And he knows about it. He couldn't sleep last night. I've been. Everything okay?
Oh yeah, good.
Yeah, there's always people who spoil the joys of life. Hey,
always.
So I saw the. But just on the peripheral, if that's a word, one or two people again saying that Bravecto isn't safe, but it is the best thing I've ever encountered in my life. So why do we get... Well, we get people who say there's never been people on the moon, eh, as well.
This
so,
is true.
So you get these strange people who now make it a mission. Why can't they go and develop their own thing?
Yeah, we can't comment for why certain people do things.
Yeah.
But what tends to happen is they take a story and then completely sensationalize it. Mm. So what came out recently was a really simple story from the FDA in America just saying that all the products that belong in that same class of drugs should just be used with caution in dogs with epilepsy. Nothing major, nothing serious, nothing different. Our package insert already has that and has for months. And with that, some reporters made a sensationalized story, and then people read one line out of the story, and that's what they put all over social media.
Yeah.
So Bravecto is just, it's a really enormous product in South Africa because it's so good. Mm. So then so many people know about it. They know the name. And then they see something in social media, and they're like, oh, my God, is this true? So
yes.
That's where a lot of
I got a couple
from.
Of questions as well from people, and I got some people who smirkingly send me the article. It was in some American or ABC or CBS or whatever. And then I just said, well, it's not dangerous, but for dogs with conditions, that's what it says. And number two, I have not encountered any dog yet with problems.
No, exactly. I mean, I was saying to Kim earlier, I'm a vet myself. I have five dogs of my own that I love dearly, and one of them has a kidney problem because he actually ate something he shouldn't have recently, a human drug that he got hold of and shouldn't have. So he had...
So why have you got Viagra in your...
She's trying really hard not to say like what it was.
It was more like the anti-inflammatory range of
okay,
products.
Okay, sorry.
But yeah, he landed up with a severe kidney problem, and we got him through that. He nearly died. He lived. And 3 weeks later, he was due for his Bravecto. I gave him his Bravecto, and he's perfectly fine. That's
good.
How confident I am.
Yes.
And that's why it's so frustrating seeing these stories, because you just know what rubbish most of them are. Because, you know, I'm that confident myself in my own dogs.
But people only read the headlines.
Exactly.
They don't read the actual article where it says, well, you know, like 1 in 10,000 dogs have epilepsy and maybe won't be good for them. They don't read that part.
Exactly.
But who makes the headlines? Or the bloody newspaper. So they get that bit
They have
out.
To make it big so it's clickable. So they have to be like, dogs will die if they touch it.
It's got to sound, you know, what on earth is going on here? I need to read the rest. Yeah.
Tell me, how's it going with your... what's the word for voorbereiding in English?
Preparation.
Ach, thanks. How's it going with... I don't know what's going on. I think I need Bravecto. Your preparations for the cats?
Oh, it's doing really well. We can't give out too many secrets, but we're closer than the last time.
Oh, boy.
So the cat people can get more excited. They'll have a Bravecto for cats
Progress
soon.
Is being made.
Yes,
it is
because
indeed,
that is... the future. Science. Oh,
I love the future.
I love it. With my future, whole heart.
It's soon.
And do you have... I nearly said, do you have parents? Do you have... Your parents have pets, Bernard?
Yes, they do.
Have you put them on Bravecto?
Not yet.
And the parents?
They are, but not the pets yet. Yeah.
Wat het hulle?
Ek weet nie wat gebruik hulle nie, maar ek gaan
hulle onmiddellik... Nee, wat hulle honde?
Hulle het honde en katte.
Ach man!
Ja, nee, hulle het alles. Hmm. Ja.
Okay.
A budgie?
Ja. Ja. Amper alles.
Amper.
Hoekom is dit as 'n mens in 'n huis instap met 'n parrot that the parrot never wants to speak to you?
Because they're dicks. They're awful, awful pets.
They are
super judgmental. Mm.
They are, because then you go hello, hello, and he just looks at you like.
Cats get such a hard time. Parrots, they're the real like terror.
Parrots
pets.
Are the terror, and then
and they bite.
Mm.
They bite
because they don't have. They that's how they feel, right? They bite things. Imagine like walking up someone. How's your face feel? And just like not like gnawing on it.
And then you are having a very important conversation with your friends, and then all of a sudden from the corner of the of the room.
But
the normal parrot.
That's my mom's parrot. It's like that.
See,
like, when you get close to the cage, like. Bows his head like, okay, copy crap now. And when you get closer with your finger, like,
yeah.
And then, like, stand there for half an hour trying to, like, oh, he learned this word. See now. Like, say this, half an hour, nothing. Mm. Walk away. Mm.
I know. They're bastards. Hate them. I wanted to ask you about the... summer months now, it's quite dangerous, eh? So, what is our rule? 12 weeks?
Every 12 weeks, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So, Kent had his last time on air the 25th of August.
Oh, goodness, am I going to need to put out my calendar?
No, so it's time. Hey.
No, it wouldn't be yet.
September, October.
No, well, a couple of... 20, oh, did I say October?
You said August.
August.
August, yeah. August,
so August September, October, November. So
we
it'd
are
be
here.
It'd be about the end of this month.
Yes.
Be soon.
Yeah.
So today is fine?
Yes.
Yeah.
It won't be an overdose?
No, you can actually repeat the product anywhere from 8 weeks afterwards.
Okay.
But we do 12 weeks, but anywhere from 8 weeks is fine.
Okay, great. Well, if you can maybe get your camera ready, Christian, how's your battery?
It's... good enough.
Okay. And if Kim, if you can maybe help Kent and we can call him.
All right.
And we can record this.
Packet, yeah.
Yeah. Kent. I think call Kent.
Kent, come.
Hi.
I want to see this.
Does he take treats from strangers?
Yeah, this is what I'm wondering.
He looks very excited.
He does.
So I think he does.
He does.
My dogs would not be having it.
Kinky.
Oh, he's going to have it now, ladies and gentlemen. The dog is sniffing at the liver cake of... Because it's liverish. It's liverish?
Yes.
Liver-flavored. Liver flavor. And there it is. And Kent is so excited.
He's wagging his tail.
Is he wagging?
Yeah.
Oh. And just see how easy it is. 1, 2, 3, from a stranger.
Yeah, that's it. Cool, no ticks, fleas, or mites.
Okay, but sometimes he does that, but just keep on recording.
He's just really bad at eating.
He's a very bad eater.
He's so gentle.
He's gentle.
He's not inhaling.
That was precious. That was so cute.
It's cute, eh?
That was adorable.
And we got it on what? On
film.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
It's the first time I've seen a dog excited medicine.
Yeah,
exactly.
That was very impressive.
Because he was like sitting like eagerly like, okay, open it. Open it.
It's also the person that was giving it. Can you just put that out there?
Of course, of course.
Kenty. Kenty, you're safe again. Now we can go out because I was with this heat. I was so scared.
He can go swimming.
Mm. And considering it's been hot and then raining hot again. Mm. Yeah, ticks and fleas are going to be...
rampant. Yeah. So, he doesn't swim, but he stands in the pool.
He wallows.
Yeah, he just stands there and contemplates life, meditates. And so he can do that now and get out. And I'm feeling much more secure because we stay sometimes on a farmish kind of a place.
Yes.
Not Amish.
No, it's different. You don't have to say kind of. It's a farm.
Okay. And there I was scared for the bull slicer.
Yeah.
Because we go for... I go for a drive on my Segway, and Kent must just walk along. run along, which he doesn't quite like in the heat. And so I thought, oh my goodness, I don't want a tick now. But maybe I've got bitten by a tick.
Why? Are you okay? Do you have like Lyme disease?
Yeah. I think so. What is Lyme disease?
Hey Siri, what's Lyme disease?
The good news is it's not in South Africa.
Oh, do we not have Lyme disease yet?
No, we don't.
Lyme disease, also known as Lyme borrelinus,
infectious disease caused by a bacteria named Borrelia spread by ticks.
Is that
Christian star snorks now?
Isn't that star system Borrelias?
No.
Oh.
Casper, we were wondering if you've been unfaithful to Kent, because you sent us pictures of a little spotty dog.
Wanting to know who that was.
I just want to tell my people listening, or say my people, I haven't got a Steve Hoffman complex.
You have a little cult.
Yeah,
the Casper radio cult.
I mean, the people listening to us, that you must go to Porecto's Facebook page and post pictures with you and your dogs, and later with your cats when we get there. But on the farm, there's a lot of animals. Okay, and so one of them is a Dalmatian, and he likes me for some reason. I don't know. And I said, "Well, you come here, Snoop. His name is Snoop. Aww. Snoop Dogg. And
you went full Cruella.
Full Cruella. Yeah,
Cruella.
Cruella the Freeze. And I don't know if he gets Provector though,
because you just saw ticks and fleas. There was like a little commune.
No, not on him. I just thought he's so sweet, and I saw the purple Brevecto thing that I've got. It's actually Ken's, and I thought it would go well with the black and white of the Dalmatian, and so I took
the
picture.
Scarf guy.
And so then I went to the Facebook page of Brevecto trying to post that, and I couldn't. So I think I'm stupid. Hey, how do you post?
No, but some pages, if the settings is in such a way that not anyone can post on the page.
Do you only hear this, people?
No, but we've set our page so that you can post.
So it's him. It's his fault.
It's my.
So I don't want to say that outright.
It's his fault. It's all your fault.
Okay, you go on
to
the
check
banner.
Right.
Let me try and. Okay, what I'm going to do. Will you take a picture of our guests?
Okay.
And then post that on the Facebook page of Revictor.
Social media. Fast. Everything is blocked on my phone.
Fart.
Fast.
Nope. You can't.
We're not.
You can't. You see, I'm not that stupid.
There's no. You can message you, but you can't do a post on
the
page.
Okay, so change that.
We will fix that because that's not how it was set up. So yeah. We've had some of our global colleagues having a look at our page. So I don't know if they've maybe changed some settings. So we'll go and make sure that.
Globals.
We'll blame everything on Global Big Brother.
Global meltdown.
We'll fix that right away because we love people posting pictures.
Because I want to, and then I end up sending it because I couldn't post it on the Facebook, and I want to show off. Yeah. So that is where the Dalmatian comes from. There's also a Riffrach, Richback. There's also I don't know what that thing is, a little mop. With eyes. And then there is also a totally mixed breed little dog, Shoma. He loves me. Gemma loves me. I will put a picture of Gemma on soon. And then it's in London, we got Google, who's also like a Ridgeback. Not mine, but.
I was so confused when he said that. It's like, what are you on?
And we got Gangster. Who is not well.
Google and Gangster.
That's our neighbors there in London.
Okay.
Okay. So, cleared it up for you.
Yeah.
I've got all these friends. Okay, and so we will... So you can't post it?
I physically cannot.
Oh. Tell us why? What is this now?
I'm on a social media fast.
What the hell is this, millennial?
It's when you... I don't know. Like, I was just feeling like too connected, and I was like, I wanted to step away.
Too connected.
Oh, it's a thing. Like, social media is designed to just wrap you in and, like, suck you dry. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, Facebook emails me 5 times a day now since I stopped because they're like, hey, you've 150 notifications. Come back to us, please. They're like a needy girlfriend. So it's just, it's really difficult right now.
I actually want to say that you had 150 notifications.
It's been like 3 weeks, so it's not like that much.
Are you? Are you a millennial or something else?
Millennial, yeah.
You are a millennial?
Yes. So at the moment, I'm not
using it. Isn't it obvious?
I'm not using any social media, so YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I've just kind of like blocked or deleted the apps for the time being.
How long are you planning on keeping this fast?
I don't know. I'm seeing like what, like Instagram I use professionally, quote unquote, for like networking and stuff. But the other ones, I feel like, do I need them?
But yeah, when you're on the radio show, we do need you.
We have the lovely man over there.
You know. So when you go to work, do you interact a lot with A, millennials, B, animals?
And are they the same?
Animals are much more loyal than millennials.
We prefer the animals to the millennials.
but is it like a office job that you do, or do you go and see clients?
What is work for you, quote unquote?
So yeah, so Karen and I are based in the office, but we do.
I'm so sorry.
I know, but you know what? What's nice is that when we want to get out, we can. So then yeah, we go and see the vets, and we go and visit. We do a lot of welfare work, so and we're involved with some of the anti-poaching units. So they invite us very kindly to come and see the work that they're doing. So when we're feeling a little bit claustrophobic in our four walls of our office, we make sure that we get out.
And Bravecto, have they heard about the Casper de Vries McDonald's fund yet?
I can't.
No.
Joking.
Why?
I can't tell sometimes if you're joking or not, because like, this sounds like an insane enough thing for you to have like somehow finagled.
No. Finagled? I know.
It's like the Ronald McDonald House, but not.
No, I was joking.
Okay.
I was joking about charities.
You never know with him.
Well, and so the Bravecto market, obviously there will be people trying to copy you. Has that happened yet?
Not yet.
Have you checked Wish?
But because like something like Coke, you can't. You just can't make another one.
So
maybe Bravecto, it's got that secret, eh?
So the active ingredient in Bravecto, which is Fluralana, is actually patented.
Oh, remember that name, but not for a drag queen.
That's such a beautiful yes. name for a girl as well.
But yeah, it's patented. So for a good few years, still nobody technically can copy it.
Yes.
And so far, there's one other product in South Africa that's of the same class, but a different kind of product, and only lasts a month, and two others overseas. So no one's yet been able to make a product that lasts 12 weeks like Bravecto.
And you've got the head start with your name, so people will rather go with that.
Exactly. And then also if you get the cats going, like
the cats can
destroy the market.
Yeah, no, to my knowledge, no other product in that class has a cat product. The rest actually can't be used in cats at all, whereas Bravecto can.
Yeah, it's coming. I'm a bit disappointed. I went to, with a friend, to a vet the other day to get the Bravecto for their dogs, and they gave...
A one-month product.
No, they gave her a frisbee.
Oh, yes.
Do I see any frisbees here?
I will drop one off for you next week.
Because she said, do you want a frisbee? I said, no, man, I am like an ambassador for Bravecto. I will get so many frisbees.
Would you like a bowl as well? We'll give you a frisbee and a bowl.
Oh, please. You see, you always got
to
do that.
You have to
Without
ask.
Facebook, you can't do this.
No, do you know why they were actually giving them out? Is we did a scratch and win competition.
That's right. No, we talked about it.
Yeah.
Do you think that woman scratched and won? Is that what she did?
Or they might. That's what was supposed to have
happened. She was supposed to, up until the 31st of October.
Maybe they felt she might be a very good client.
That could be what happened, yes.
Because she's got lots of dogs.
Yeah.
And that's why they gave her the bloody frisbee.
So there might be some vets who've still got some stock of the prizes left. So if they've got some nice clients, they might be handing them out.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not that we don't like you. We will give you one.
Please. I need all the merch. If you've got like G strings, I'll wear it.
He's going to be fully purple at one point.
Yeah. Like you. After jiu-jitsu.
I get the joke. Okay.
Sorry, what did you say, Kim?
A little bit worried to see the social media pictures of the purple G-string, but...
I think it can look very cute. Casper in his purple G-string on the Segway with Ken running.
Oh, that would be cute. With the Bravecto hat and the first NBA.
In the sunset.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
Vomit.
Maybe darkness.
Like a little silhouette action. It's going to be fantastic.
On the farm, there's like every... Oh, you were there too. every couple of months we got a, what do you call it, a dinner, a lunch?
No, it was a lunch.
What's it called, the farmer's
feast? It was actually a day lunch.
Yeah, I'm going to invite you.
Oh, lovely.
It's like a culinary experience. That was, not a lunch. Like a lunch is like what you do with your friend quickly.
Yeah, but you can bring your animals.
Yeah, you can bring anything.
And it is like a beautiful view. And then you can actually, it's like sushi, you can choose your cow. And they go,
that's
I know.
You're like, you bond with it, you give it a name, and then they take it to the dock room.
Yeah. I'll go for Blomigi.
The back quarter.
No, isn't it strange that we as humans can eat meat and look at a cow and
not associate.
Not associate, eh? No, why? Why do we do that?
I think we don't want to.
I think I choose not to.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I was little, my aunt had chickens. And I remember the one day my uncle went out and he was chasing a chicken around there, caught a chicken and chopped his head off. And that was our lunch. And I was like, I can't eat today.
Yeah.
But you could eat chicken the day before and the next day.
Yes. Yeah, that was fine. But that one I couldn't because I saw him before. Yeah.
The nuggets are dinosaur shaped. Like,
not happening.
There was no way that is related to a chicken.
Can we try and see if our WhatsApp is working?
I feel like we're getting stuff. Do you want me to announce a number?
Yeah.
Hi, guys. If you want to send us a WhatsApp, you can do it now. Okay, sorry, you were just blocking the entire number. You can send us WhatsApps at 079-748-2090. That is 079-748-2090.
It looks like it's working.
You can also send us Telegrams, I think.
Wow.
Telegrams?
The app is called Telegram.
It's
owned by Twitter.
Oh, it's a millennium.
At the same number.
Don't go to the post office now.
That was my thought.
That's ons allemaal in het gedink.
Morse code just about.
But where like a carrier pigeons flies into the window.
You can't say send us telegrams. Where are we going to see them?
It's also connected to your little Cliff Central app thingy.
You think so?
Yes, Dory told me.
Oh. Yeah. So this is a Harry Potter-esque moment for
me. Yeah. There's a little owl perched.
But you're
ready to
you're
rock
have
and
to
roll.
Work it out yourself because Christian can't look at it because it's social media.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
You're on your own with this one.
It's going to burn his eyes.
Okay, so that is. So Michelle sent us a what?
Kirschenbaum.
I think so.
Hello. What did she just say?
Michelle Kirschenbaum. Yeah. It's Well, she used to be a.
Cherry tree.
A what?
It's cherry tree.
Oh, so that's not that
cherry
one.
Tree.
Yeah, Kirschenbaum sounds like a Chinese bread.
No,
like,
she was like a regular listener, and then
she is a regular. No, people can't get through on our app.
So they've been listening, they've just been unable to get a hold
you
of
get
us.
Get it? So she sent us a Wish from the Wish app, a very bad dress.
So says when you order from the Wish app, and on the left, it's a beautiful model in the dress.
I saw those pictures
on the right.
Sagal.
Not a beautiful dress. Yeah. It's not working out for her. I hope she's okay. Like, she's covering her face. I think she's crying, embarrassed, having a day.
Let me go into Wish. I just want to see if they will sell Brevecta.
I wish you would stop.
They don't.
Don't they? Have you checked?
It would be some off-brand, like, brick made
but
out of, like, mud.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see, because these
your dog will actually die if they
that's
ate,
very
like,
racist of me to say these people. But these people sell everything.
That. You're not my high school headmaster.
Start shopping. You're okay. Okay, because I bought a couple of things from them.
A couple.
Perfect.
The shoes he's wearing.
Shoes I'm wearing. The
No. I'm like asking just a couple.
Yeah, no, I bought.
He also bought like a TV aerial.
They don't have Revicta.
Thank you.
They don't have Revicta. I just checked.
No.
They don't have it. They have.
Well, now we know.
Close to that, it's a comb.
That is very interesting tagging.
It's probably a flea comb.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a flea comb. Could be. But okay, so they don't know. Because usually you see an ad for something and you go on Wish and you type that in, like television channel to see the whole world's television. And then you get ting from Wish.
Did you type in television channel to see the whole world's television?
Yes.
I'm honestly surprised something came up.
This is like 25 rand.
And what can you see with that? Yeah. SABC 3.
Nothing.
Static.
You've been
I'm a minister.
But don't you wait a long time for these deliveries to
3
come?
3 months, man.
Yeah, by the time they arrive, you don't want it anymore. Mm.
So I can order now, and then when I get my order, Kent is due for another Brevecta.
But then the lice comb will be here, so you'll be ready.
The lice comb.
Yeah,
it will. It will absolutely be. I'm trying to remember your surname. It's Polish.
Yeah, that's correct. Chalczynski.
Chalczynski. Chalczynski.
Sounds like a skier's last name.
It does.
Like an ice skier.
Maybe a Russian figure skater.
Yes, that's what I was trying to get to. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. And now the Chalczynskis on the ice.
I see a cute little furry animal. A Chalczynski.
Okay, like
So there you are, young Chalczynski in Poland, or where the fuck. And you run around and you hear something on the radio and you'll never forget that song. What was that? The first one.
Oh my goodness. At the moment it seems to be Baby Shark is all you can hear in your head.
No, but when you were small.
When I was small. Yeah. Probably the Care Bears song, to be honest.
Really? What is that?
Just all gummy bears.
I was gonna say gummy bears. But I was quite excited to hear you sing Care Bears.
No, we're not singing anything.
No, we're gonna yeah. After playing this, do you want to play the 2092 song you've added to up next? No. I swear, that's what they asked me. No. Clear. Okay. Let's see what this is. Is it this?
Because they had a song, though.
This sounds like I farted this.
This is it.
Well, I have a rock in a cave below, just perfect for hiding.
I'm glad your taste improved.
You did say when I was really young.
Yeah, no, that was the whole thing, because usually we end up with songs like this. Any news that you must divulge for us at this moment?
No, I think you already pulled the biggest one out of us.
Okay, good, I'm glad, because I've got a knack. To do that. Okay, well, thank you for visiting us. It's so great to see you again. And please correct your Facebook so that I can
inundate you
with photos.
We'll do that today.
And we're going to put on the Kent having his Brevecta as well. I'm going to put it on the radio Facebook as well.
Yeah.
I will, not Christian, because he's in a fast.
My phone might explode. Before you guys go, where can people get Brevecta?
From any vet or vet shop, so pretty much there. But also, if it's the online shoppers like the millennials, there are quite a few online shops where you can search it as well.
Awesome, thank you guys.
That's
so much.
People who don't want to go out, they sit in the house.
Exactly.
So I want Brevecta delivered.
Exactly. So you can
people like Christian.
You can
like
even have Brevecta delivered, because there's some vets who've started online vet shops.
Oh, I love nice. That. That's what I love about Goals. Millennials.
We make things easier.
I know. You're very good. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
You. See you soon. Yes. Remember my Frisbee
and bowl.
I'm going to go look in the car right now, because I actually took some from the office yesterday.
Yay!
So I'll have a look.
This is CliffCentral.com.